This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Eli Lilly did something interesting today. The Indianapolis-based pharmaceutical conglomerate said it is going to start selling a generic version of its branded insulin product, Humalog. The generic is going to cost $137 a vial, about half as much as the brand name. It's something of a concession to lawmakers who spent part of last week grilling pharmaceutical executives about the high cost of some life-saving prescription drugs. But, and here's the interesting bit, Lilly is going to keep on selling Humalog at its higher price. So we asked Marketplace's Mariel Segarra to explain this two-tiered pricing strategy.
30 million Americans have diabetes. There are only a few companies that make insulin, including Eli Lilly. And the price of its name brand insulin, Humalog, has gone up by more than 600% in 20 years. That's why politicians are saying things like this.
Diabetics who can't afford the cost now self-ration and endanger their lives. But you know what? The investors are happy.
That was Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon last week. Vivian Ho at Rice University says Eli Lilly is offering a generic because it sees the writing on the wall here.
They know there's going to be policy change directed towards lowering drug prices. So they're doing whatever they can to try and counter that and say, look, we actually are giving a fair deal to the consumer.
I mean, we're not tone deaf to the criticism and the pressure, but I'll tell you that we've been working on this for many months.
That's Eli Lilly's CEO, David Ricks. He says the company's intention is to make insulin more affordable for people who pay full price, like those who don't have insurance. But why do it this way? Why have a higher-priced name brand drug and a lower-priced generic? It's partly because insurers and other companies that acquire drugs expect to start with the list price, negotiate big discounts, and keep some of that profit. Rick says this is how the system works.
They use those resources to lower the price of premiums for others or to pay for other priorities they have or to profit from it.
He says without those incentives, insurance companies might go elsewhere for their insulin. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.